Learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Nechesim and Aleph, is starting the fifth parak. The Mishnah talks about this man Shechitas HaTamid. The Mishnah says that normally the Tamid was shechted on Shmeinu Umachsa, 8.5 hours from the beginning of the day, and the Gemara Krava was Tishu Umachsa, 9.5 hours from the beginning of the day. On Erev Pesach, they did an hour early, because you have to do the Pesach afterwards, and needed time for the Pesachim, and they did it Shevu Umachsa, and it was Karev Shmeinu Umachsa, and that was Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shamas. And then when Erev Pesach came out on Erev Shabbos, when they had to do the Tzlius of Pesach before, then they did it even 2 hours early, they did the Cheshu Machsa, and the Pesach afterwards. So Gemara starts off, Minani Mili, Abshum Malevi says the Joshua from the Pasuk, as a Keves Echot Hasem Bein Arabayim, that Bein Arabayim means between the two Erevs. There's an Erev of Chatzos, and there's an Erev of the night. So, smack in the middle. It's 6 hours between Chatzos and the night, and the Pesach takes an hour, so it's 5 hours besides, and the Tamid, I mean, takes an hour, so it's 5 hours besides for the time of the Tamid, so you do 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours afterwards, it should be right in the middle between the two Arabayim. So Rav asks Akasha, if that's true, that there is a Xeris Akasha that has to be right in the middle between the two Arabayim, 2.5 hours each way, so what's the pshat that an Erev Pesach can make it early? How could you make it early in Erev Pesach? So Mele Rava says, no, Midereisa, the entire time is Bein Arabayim means from the time you noted slowly Erev, from Chatzais. So Mele, normally you push it off because in the Adar and Adavis, but the Pesach, you don't want to push it off because you have to make the Pesachim. And then Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, you have to do the Tzlius Pesachim, so you have to make it early. Ad Kan Nesugya. So Beishua asks, what's in Shuba Levi? What's the Havan of Shuba Levi? He's coming to explain the Mishnah, Minani Mili. What's the Pshat in the Mishnah that Tam and Ishka B'Shemayinu Maksa? And his explanation doesn't fit for Erev Pesach. So how could he say an explanation that Erev Pesach doesn't fit? What was in Shuba Levi's Havamina? Pala. Zakta Pnei Yeshua, that Shuba Levi held that the Pasuk really is not telling you this man, Avadar B'Shuba Levi's masking with the Evan, the carbon tamid could be the entire time. See, Emerson Yishalmi says, Yishalmi brings the Joshua of Shuma Levi, and Yishalmi says, Amr Abyesi adot the tamil amitza, avali ikum, adot the tenin, and shach the kaidim chatzais paslach, chatzais miad kasher. Now that's talking about the Pesach, but the Pesach also says Bein Arabayim, so you see that right after chatzais, it's already Bein Arabayim, lagavi the Pesach, who lagavi the tamid. So the Joshua of Shuma Levi was a din lechatchila. So Zakta, the Ikram Shuma Levi was trying to answer is why'd they make it later? Why'd they make it so early? Taisus asked the Kasha really, and Taisus says because they didn't want to make it so much Sama Chashecha, but Shuma Levi didn't hold their way. So the Ikram Chalkeu Shebein Shnei Arabayim is don't make it later. Don't make it later that you're not going to have a full half of the time after the Karban Tumen. Early is okay. That's what I think the Bnei Yeshua means. And the Mela, it's not Shver, but Rava said, no, if you can have Xeris Akasa like that, that means don't make it early, don't make it late, if any Tzairich, that's a din. Even if the Evid, it's Kasher. But even the Din Lechachila, you wouldn't make it earlier because of the Karban Pesach. As far as Emma Susa says, come out the same thing as the Pnei Yeshua, that the Yisayid was, that Shechayim Shemayim Rahim is just not to make it later. Earlier wasn't the problem. And Rava held, no, there's no sorry for that. The Tzlach means an interesting thing. Tzlach means a Yishalmi that says, that says Rav Shuma Levi had a teretz to Rava's kasha. What was Rav Shuma Levi's teretz? Kasha of Rava was, if there's a din to make it Bein Arabayim means exactly 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours later. So Erev Pesach, how could you make it earlier? Zokta Yishalmi, because Erev Pesach, the Karban Pesach also is a din of Bein Arabayim. Karban Pesach also is Bein Arabayim. Just like Thomas is Bein Arabayim, Karban Pesach also is Bein Arabayim. So you can't make both of them the same time. You have to make the Pesach after the Tamid. So which way should you do it? Should you make the Pesach Bein Arabayim and then the Tamid Bein Arabayim mean and then the Pesach will have to be after Bein Arabayim? Right? Bein Arabayim, he says, means it's exactly 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours later. So if you're going to make the Tamid Bein Arabayim, the Pesach won't be Bein Arabayim. If you're going to make the Pesach Bein Arabayim, the Tamid won't be Bein Arabayim. So Zakti Yishalmi, but the Tamid, all the other times will be Bein Arabayim. The Pesach, if you don't make Erev Pesach, the Tamid earlier, so the Pesach will never be Bein Arabayim. Mashiachin, if Erev Pesach can make the Tamid earlier, even though then the Tamid won't be Bein Arabayim, but other times the Tamid will be Bein Arabayim. So Mela, that's the pshat. You could darsh of this bein arbayim lechatchila, but you have a problem. You have bein arbayim for the tamid, bein pesach. You can't make them at the same time. The pesach's after the tamid. So Teretz is, you push off the tamid's bein arbayim because that's a skaim the rest of the year. Mashen came by the pesach. You don't push it off because then it won't be the skaim at all. So fact the tzlach. So what was Rava's kasha? As Dr. Rava's ikka kasha was, it says bein b'chol bein b'shamis. Because Rava put that in. You look in the Gemara, it says, Masav Rava ba'arbisach and nishav v'sheva maksav v'kar v'shmeinu maksav. And it says, Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Why did he have to add those words? Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Let him just ask. Ba'arbisach and nishav v'sheva maksav v'kar v'shmeinu maksav. So you see, in Erev Pesach you do it early. Tetz b'chol, it's not shver. I mean, b'chol, it's not shver. Because the reason why you do it early is that the Pesach should be bein arbayim, like the Yishalmi. Now, what would be the chiddush of Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos? If the reason why I'm making it early is that the Pesach should be Bein Arbayim, so Avinu Din that would be that way on Shabbos. What would be the chiddush Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos? The fact that the Mishnah says a chiddush Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, my studies, that's not the reason why you're making it early. The reason why you're making it early is for the Pesachim, so you think on Shabbos will be earlier. So since it says Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, that's a Ryan that the reason why you're making it early is not to be kind of Din Bein Arbayim for Pesach, the Yishalmi says. The reason why you're making it early is because now it's convenience, because you have to need the Pesach to be afterwards. Hazak the Slach, now I understand the Marsha. There's a Marsha, they ask this guy, a very short Marsha, he asks a Kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'Kehle Bein Shnei Arbayim. In fact, the Marsha, I don't understand. Pesach, what's this Bein Arbayim? And then you can't have Kalkei Ben Shnei Arbayim because it says for a Pesach Acharov. As I affect the Marsha on the Gemara. It's affect the Tzlach on the Marsha. What's, who's your Kash on? If your Kash is Lamaskana, Lamaskana wouldn't hold the B'shuv Levi. Elamayi Kash was wanting the Gemara ask this Kash on the B'shuv Levi. That if you hold the Ben Arbayim, how could the Pesach be after the Tamin? It won't be Ben Arbayim. Now what's the Kash? I mean, normally when the Pesach, when the Tamin, Erev Pesach, normally Ben Mechel, Ben B'Shamis, other Abba, the Pesach is Bein Arbayim. So Zok Tetzlach, that the Kasha is from Chal Erev Pesach Lias Be'erev Shabbos. There, neither the Pesach nor the Tamid are Bein Arbayim. The Tamid is Sheishu Machsa, and the Pesach is not Shevu Machsa, none of them is Shmeinu Machsa. So you don't have Bein Arbayim for either one. So what's the Marsha's Kasha? He says, the few are being Masbir, that Rava really doesn't have a Kasha of Shum and Levi. Because what's the Kasha? Why do you make the Tamid early? So the Pesach should be Bein Arbayim. It's Barshit. Teretz says the kasha is the diyuk, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. In fact, the Marsha have a better kasha. You don't only have a kasha of diyuk, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, have a kasha from the guf ha-din, the chal erev pesach lias be'erev shabbos, then neither the tamid nor the pesach are bein arbayim. So that's a tzlach pshat. You want to know Rabbi Shmuel Levi's havamin and Yishalmi explains it. The havamin of Shmuel Levi is an erev pesach, the reason why the tamid is not bein arbayim is because the pesach should be bein arbayim. U'mayol mehay mehay, because the Tamid is Bein Arbayim every other day. The Pesach, if you don't make it Bein Arbayim, you'll never make it Bein Arbayim. And what's Rava's Kasha? That why does it say Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos? What's the Chiddush B'Shabbos? If the reason is to make the Pesach Bein Arbayim, it's Pasha Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos. Elamai, that's not the reason. But you really have a better Kasha, which he says is what the Marsha is asking, that B'chal Erev Pesach Lias Be'erev Shabbos, when neither the Tamid nor the Pesach Bein Arbayim, that's a Tiyufta Tirb Shuv Levi, that's the Marsha's Kasha. Now, Rami says, Mitzvahs of the Tamid Shinotu Tzloli Erev. When the Tzloli Erev, lean. Rashi says, when is Mishinotu Tzloli Erev? Rashi says, it's Michatzi Sheva Ve'elach. It's a half hour after Chatzais. Because the half hour between Chamash Umachsa and Sheish Umachsa is not being night at all. It's the tziloy is neitam. Chatzim sheva, chatzim mizu, gomenes b'emzurikiv. Ain't sell neitam. When is he in notu tzoli erev? From chatzim sheva veilach. So that's mashma that the din they of shechting the tamid has to be a half hour after chatzais midina. That's neikas man. And you wouldn't be yaitse midiraisa if you do it within the half hour after chatzais. Taisis brings the Gemara Numa that asks the kasha, why don't you shecht it right away after chatzais? And says, Mishum Dolei Mechavni, because he won't be able to tell exactly when it is. So, Chayit Shvei from Rashi. Then this is, that Rashi itself is a Shikul Stirim. The Gilyan Ashas, Kvega brings that Rashi in Shabbos Taftesu Abbey says like Rashi here. But the Sugi Yumadaf of Chasim Abbey, he says, Rashi himself in Taftesu Abbey, Gimel Abbey, And really, it's also Rashi and Nafayim and Aleph. It says before, Mamish like Taisus, that this man is from Chatzais, and the only reason why they waited till Sheshu Machsa is because they couldn't figure out the exact time. Chayit Shvei? Now, there's a Shaila Halacha about Mincha. Are you Yaitzim Mincha within the half hour after Chatzais? The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simon Reish Lama Gimel Sif Aleph, Mishas Baal Mincha Lachav Av Sheshu Machsa is Yaitzim. So it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch pretty clear that if you daven mincha before vav shayisu machsa, you're not yaitza. So that would be very good, lefi the Rashi here, that this man tamid midereisa is vav shayisu machsa. That would work out good, but like we said, that's the Chayish Tikkul Shvei. Rashi himself is saysa, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Ches is not the way. Now listen, but the Magen Avraham says, that even if you hold like Taisus, like the Gemara in Yuma says, that really this man is after Chatzos right away, but since Chazal pushed it off a half hour because you're not Baki, that became this man. That became this man Atam, and that became this man Mincha. So before that, it's not this man Mincha. That's what the Magen Avraham says, and that's what also the Derech HaChaim and the Birki Yosef, they're Paskin. As there's a Mishmais to the Shulchan Aruch. But the Aruch Reinim, the Pri Chadash there, and the Beis Yaakov and the Magen Gibayim, they Paskin know that if you daven Mincha within the half hour after Chatzais, but the Evid, the Yaitza, because after Chatzais is already this man Atam. The Sharetzian, he says, the Pshat and the other Paiskimah, that the Rabbanu were conveyed as man of Sheshu Machsa, but he blames it Tzarechi and Lameisa what the Halach is. It's interesting, he doesn't Paskin. The Aruch HaShulchan Paskin say he eats her. There's also a Shah in the Paiskim. What if you daven Shachris b'di'evid? Right, we know there's a Zman Tfilah Shachris, you have to daven Shachris before Dalet Shais, that's how we Paskin. But with the Evid, he eats until Chatzais. Until the Zman Mincha, he eats a Shachris. Even though the Zman Shachris is really a Dalet Shais. But he still could get away with Shachris. He eats it, he said, when I eats a Tefillah, but Zman, he eats a Tefillah until Chatzais. The Shaila is, what about the half hour after Chatzais? The Ramon Sim Beites, if Aleph says, you can't daven after Chatzais. But the Evid, if you miss the Zman Tefillah, you can daven until Chatzais, but not after Chatzais. Smashmi, even in the first Chatzi Shah after Chatzais, you also can't daven. But the Bach and the Taz and the Prisha, they all say that since the Zman Mincha is a half hour after Chatzais, so you yates the Shachris b'di'evin until the Zman Mincha. But the Magen Avraham, even though he held that you're not yates the Mincha in a half hour after Chatzais, he also says you're not yates the Shachris. Because the Pshat is, it already is the Zman Tamid. So Mel, the only one Machem Mishum Safik, so Mel, not yates the Shachris. Interesting. He takes the Chumras both ways. Since L'maisa Chazal said you can't bring the Talmud before a half hour after Chatzais, you're not Yetzer Mincha until a half hour after Chatzais, but since Midaraisi you can bring the Talmud after Chatzais, it's only Mishum Safik Deo Machmir, so Meli not Yetzer Shachris after Chatzais. As I said, those are the Primagadim, the Derechayim, and the Grom. Now, L'fila Achreinim et Seyi Yetzer Mincha with the Evid after Chatzais, within the Chatzishah, so it's Pasha you won't be Yetzer Shachris. So the Prichadish, like we said, and the Magen Gibayim, and the Beis Yankov, they lechar with all this Pasha, you're not Yetzer Shachris. But the Magen Avraham is, vice versa, the Magen Avraham, even if you hold, you're not Yetzer Mincha, you can still be not Yetzer Shachris. And there's a pasuk in the Mishnah Berurah. But he says, look in the Rabbi Kivega, v'shem atzlach b'zeh. Rabbi Kivega there, in Simon Peites, brings an interesting tzlach. He says, what do you do? For whatever reason, you didn't get Shachris done, it's after Chatzais. It's not yet a half hour after Chatzais. So like we're saying, we got a shtickle problem. Most Paiskim hold you're not Yetzer Shachris, but the awesome Paiskim hold you are. The Bach and the Taz and the Prisha, they all say you're Yetzer. So Tzlach says, I'll tell you what you should do. Go daven Shmoneh Esrei and say like this. If I could be Yetzer Shachris, it's Shachris. If I can't be Yetzer Shachris, what's Pshat I can't be Yetzer Shachris? Because you're telling me it's Man Mincha. If it's Man Mincha, so may I be Yetzer Mincha. So either way, I could be Yetzer. And then, after half after Chatzais, daven another Shemayin Esrei and say, if the Shemayin Esrei 4 is Shachris, this is Mincha. If the Shemayin Esrei 4 was not Shachris, so I missed Shachris, and that was Mincha, so now, this will be a Teshlumen for Shachris. So Meli can have both Shemayin Esreis. As Isaac the Tzlach and Rikvege brings it down, and the Mishnah Berurah is interesting. He doesn't bring it down, he says, Ayin or Rikvege v'shem Hatzlach. Yeah, yesh ksas lahoyer, because could be according to Magen Avraham, it's not mincha, because they were masakin not to daven, not to do the Talmud yet. But it's not shachris, because since mikra din you could. But l'chayin, the svar is mistabe that way. It's one of the two. The pshat is, you're not yetzim mincha, because chazal masakin to consider it the zman of shachris. So it's a suffix. So either way, it's either shachris or mincha. So mele, you could daven a shmoneh esrei and say, I want it to be whatever it could be. If it could be shachris, fine. If it could be mincha, fine. And then daven another shmoneh esrei and say, if the one before was shachris, so mele, this will be mincha. If the one before was a shachris, then it was mincha. So this will be a tishlum and a shachris. That's what the Kveger brings b'shem the tzlach. Now also the Gemara said that by Erev Pesach that comes in Erev Shabbos, you have the tzliyas Pesach also has to be done by day. You need an extra hour. So Mela, they made that the Talmud should be B'sheishu Machtzam, and the Pesach afterwards, you'll be able to have the Tzliyas Pesach also done. So Rashi says, Tzliyas Pesach ain't a derech Shabbos, a short Rashi, and they should tzerech head yidhu, because it's a tzerech head, it's not an actual avodas carbon, it's done for a person eating. V'yachol etzleisim b'beid yayim, and you could be tzeilet b'beid yayim, you don't have to be tzeilet on Shabbos, you could be tzeilet b'beid yayim, you could roast it b'beid yayim. So the Chayyim is saying two taimim. It's two taimim why Tzlius Pesach is not Derech HaShabbos. First time is because it's a Tzarech Hedid. Only a Tzarech Karman is Derech HaShabbos. Tzarech Hedid is not Derech HaShabbos. And the second time is Yochel Tzlius Mibayin Yoyim. That, yeah, it's Evshel Kayim Shneim. The Karman's brought in Erev Pesach House for Erev Shabbos. And you could roast it before Shabbos. So Rav Shmuel Zavsky says, they need both taimim. Why? Because if it would be just the time of Tzerech Hedyet alone, without the time of Yochel Tzeisim Beidyayim, even if it's just the Tzerech Hedyet, but it's necessary for the carbon. If you can't be Tzeil at a carbon, you can't eat it. And if you can't eat the carbon, you won't be Yetzir Carbon Pesach. So whatever is necessary for the carbon Pesach is going to be Deich HaShabbos. Machshime carbon Pesach that you have no Yetzir for, that can't be done Beidyayim, it's going to be Deich HaShabbos. So if there wouldn't be an Eitzah of Yachol Etzleisim Beid Yayim, so it would be Machshir Karim Pesach, which has no Eitzah of Beid Yayim, will be Deich HaShabbos. So you have to come on to the time, Tzerech Hed, it's not enough, you have to come on to the time of Yachol Etzleisim Beid Yayim. So the Shaila is, why don't you just say Yachol Etzleisim Beid Yayim? It's Machshir Pesach, which are not Efshem Yesmon. Because you have this din, when you brought the Pesach on Shabbos, the Akhtaris Emirim Adaycha Shabbos. Ah, you can make the name Shetach Shach. Teretz says, because Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Shaita. Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Shaita means you can be Deichet even if you have another Eitzah, but since this is the Mitzvah of the Karban, you can be Deichet Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Shaita. So here also, if the Tzliyah was a Tzarech Gavaya, so it's Yitachan, even if you could do the Tzliyah Mibayidayim, but since it's Tzliyah is a Tzarech Havayi, it's a Tzarech HaKarban, if this man is Shabbos, you'd be able to be Tzayel at Shabbos. So you need both Taimim. If it's a Karban, if it's a Havayi, it's a Karban, so even if you could do it Mibachal, a lot of times, sometimes it's Deicha, because the Akhtar Seimim is Deicha. If it's Eini Yachal at Tzayis Mibayidayim, so even if Tzarech Hen, you do be Deicha. It's a Makshir Mitzvah, which you don't have another Eitzah for, and that'll be Deicha Shabbos. That's what Rashi says both taimim. That's like a Shmuel Zavsky, the Parshat Taich, that you need both taimim, because it's both Tzarech Hedyet, so it's not a Tzarech Karban, so it would only be Deicha if it's a Makshir Mitzvah She'eni Yachal HaSaisim Beidyayim, and it's Yachal HaSaisim Beidyayim, so maybe it's not Deicha. Now the Gemara goes right, and the Gemara brings the Braisa, which the Gemara spends some time explaining, Kesiduri B'chol Kach Siduri B'Shamas Divrei B'Shmol, Rabbi Kiva Imlek Zduri B'Erev Pesach. So Abaye learned that they're arguing, what's the din by Erev Pesach Shalish B'Shabbos? When exactly do you do the Karban Pesach? Rabbi Shmuel held, the same time that you do when Erev Pesach is Shal B'Chol, Shevu Maksa. Rabbi Kiva held, it was the same time you do when Erev Pesach Shalish B'Erev Shabbos Sheishu Maksa. And what's the Machlekes? Musafim Kaibim L'Mezichet. That on Shabbos, besides for the Talmud and the Karban Pesach, you have the Karban Musaf, and you have the bezichin of the lechem aponim. So Shaul's, which is first? So Rashi, Musafin is definitely going to be sheish. That's going to definitely be the sixth hour. If the bezichin is after the Musafin, so the Musafin is b'sheish, and the bezichin is b'sheva, so the Karban Pesach will be sheva u'maksa. If the the Bezichin is Kayim L'Musafin, so the Musafin will still be B'Sheish, the Bezichin will be an hour before, Bezichin will be M'Chamish, the Musafin B'Sheish, and then you could do the Karban Pesach B'Sheish U'Machsa. I mean, the Karban Tamid B'Sheish U'Machsa. That's like the Gemara. So first of all, it's very interesting that the Musafin is B'Sheish. Rashi says, why is Musafin B'Sheish? Rashi says, Uzman Musafin U'Chayu B'Sheish, Tzibu B'Yayim V'Lo Tzibu B'Yayim, Tzibu D'Yayim B'Yayimai. Baker is mashmak dama, yom is mashma ichur. So, Taisus and Mesechnas Brachas, Tafim Chesim and Alam, Damascus, Mashal, Musafin, Kalayim, he brings the Kashmir and Benu Shimshin. There it says Musafin is Kalayim. You could bring a Musaf the entire day. So he brings the Kashmir and Benu Shimshin says that it says in Ar Gemara and Perik Tom and Nishchat, Musafin Mesheish. It says Musafin Mesheish. It sounds like the Musafin not the entire day. And he says, So he says, in Tzmur it says that the Musafim Manishkirim Tamil Viniktarim Imai. In Mesechus Tzmur it says that the Karban Musaf is Nishka with the Tamid. So in Mesechus Tzmur, it's hard to find it, the Magen Avraham, in Simon Reish Pei Aleph Sivkan Bey says it's a Tay Sefer in Taisis. He means the Mesechus Yumad Afayin. Because there's a little discussion because it says that we get up late on Shabbos, you get up later during the week because it says, and it doesn't say Baker, it says Yayim, Yayim is Mashma Icha. So the Magaram is discussing it there. But the Magaram says that Taiz and Brach is a Taiz Sefer. He means Yuma Defayin, because there it says, according to Rabbi Kiva at least, that the Musafin of Yayim Kippurim are Nishkat with the Tamid Shel Shachar. So Taiz is naming on the Chatkili, you bring the Musaf together with the Tamid. And what does this Gemara mean? This Gemara must mean B'di'evit, but it's a Pella, because the Gemara in Baraka says B'di'evit, it's Kalayim. So Taisus says a Teretz, Hasa Mairi B'Shabbos. Sounds like the Gemara in Tom Manishka is talking about on Shabbos. On Shabbos it's supposed to be B'Sheish, but if it's not on Shabbos, when on Yom Tov, on Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, then it's with the Tamid Shel Shachar. So what's the Chilik? The Marshal there says, because Shabbos is no Nedarim and Nedavos. It's unclear what he means. What does the Dharma Nadavas have to do with when you bring the Musaf? Not clear what the Mashal means. The Magen Avraham says that on Shabbos is a Pasuk that's Mashma Ichur, but on Regolim and Yom Kippurim is not Mashma Ichur. Because it says in B'Yayim HaShabbos, so he's not bringing the Pasuk like Rashi D'Vayayim B'Yayim. So in Mela, B'Yayim Kippurim and Regolim, so then it's brought with the Tamid. But Shabbos is Ichur, you bring it B'Sheish, but it's not Li'ikuva, that's its Man L'Chatchila. Al Kapanim does state that the Zman Lechatchila is Sheish, and Likuv we really have the whole day. And what does it mean it was Shechta with the Tamid? Not on Shabbos. As I state in Teis and Brachas. So it's a missile shred. The Rashash asks, a lot of mitzvahs it says Yoim. It says, L'kach lechem b'yoim erish yoim. Fenetil zulav. It says, by Tkiya Sheif, b'yoim chua l'milachem. It says by Mila, b'yoim eshmini imam sar lasay. It doesn't say any dinner has to be B'Shar Sheish. Okay, we say Zvizim Akdim and Levitzvahs. You do it as early as possible. Where do we find this thing? By Musaf Bezunda has to be done B'Shar Sheish because it's B'Yoyim? Who state the Zazach? And he says an interesting thing. He says the Rambam never brings it. The Rambam never brings a din that Musaf Shabbos have to be B'Sheish or any Musaf. There's a Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchas Mid Musaf and Perek Zayin Alach Aleph. He brings from the Re'im that the Musaf Rosh Chodesh should be right after the Tamid Shel Shachar, because it says, Al Oilas HaTamid. Oilas Shabbos V'Shabbatai, Al Oilas HaTamid V'Niskai. It's Masha right after the Tamid. You shouldn't have any hefsek between the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Musaf with any other carbon. So it's L'chaya very shver, the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, Simon Tzkuf Dezvav HaYisalaf, he says, Agamar says it was a hefsek. It wasn't done right after the Tamid. It says Musafim B'Sheish. Wasn't that after Tamid Shel Shachar? But the Rambam doesn't bring it down. There's a Yad Yehuda in Siman Reish Pei Aleph Sifkan Gimel. It says that the Rambam must hold that Musafim B'Sheish means you shouldn't make it later than Sheish. But the Gemara is not. The Gemara of Bukhari here is before not that way. Zepela also Taisus Havmin and Brachas that the Gemara here means B'di'evid. The Gemara here Klor is saying L'chatchila. The Gemara is saying that I can't make the Karban Tamid B'Sheish U'Machsa. Why? Because I have to make the bezichin after the musaf. Make the musaf early. Make the musaf an hour earlier. What's wrong? No, the musaf has to be b'sheish. That's what it sounds like. Even though we really want the Pesach to be early, the Tamid to be early so the Pesach can be early, but the Gemara is mavur, no, I have to push it off the Shavu Machsa, even though it's really supposed to be early, because B'zichin is after Musaf. And Musaf is b'sheish, b'zichin has to be b'sheva. Why? Why not at least today make the Musaf early? Vaisis is the din has to be b'sheish. The Vaishmer l'ashmat is a Rambam. Why the Rambam left it out? And Shmer l'chayir, like you're saying, the Mishnah l'melech brings from the Reim that no, that the Talmud was brought with the Musaf. Avisal Shmer against the Zach. And Shmer, like we're saying, the Rishash is bothered. Who stayed in B'yayim that has to be b'sheish? Where do you find such a thing? It's only here in this Gemara in Pesachim. Now with the Bezichin, so if you hold the Bezichin is after the Musaf, so it says like this, it says the Musaf is B'Shah Shesh, meaning from the end of Shah Chamesh till Chatzais, the hour before Chatzais, that's when they brought the Musaf. Then the Bezichin is B'Shah Sheva. What's that mean? That means from Chatzais until an hour after Chatzais. And then it says you make the Tamin B'Sheva U'Maxis. In fact, Rashi and Tesis, why don't you make the Tamid B'tchilas Shmeina? An hour after Chatzais. Why do you have to wait another half hour to bring the Tamid? So Rashi says two Tamid. One is that maybe they didn't finish giving out the Lechem upon him at the end of the seventh hour. They needed more time to give out the Lechem upon him. And the second, we don't want to make all these different times. Either you make a Shevu Maksa like they do every Erev Pesach, or you make a Sheishu Maksa the earliest time. You don't want to make different times. So Taisus doesn't like the first time. The first time he says, because maybe they won't finish giving out the lechem upon him by the end of the seventh hour. He says, because you see, not the way. You see that Rabbi Kiva, that says, b'zichin kayiv l'masafim, you do the b'zichin medalin, b'chamesh, and the masafim b'sheish. You see, an hour is good enough. So just like according to Rabbi Kiva, an hour is good enough, so why shouldn't the hour be good enough according to B'shmol? So mainly likes the second time of Rashi. So Rishash is a parsha to Teretz. Rishash says the bezik can take an hour. Rashi says the chiluk lechem upon him might take longer. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, where the bezikin is after the musaf, so you're doing the musaf b'sheish, you start the bezikin b'sheva, you might have to take a little bit longer for the chiluk lechem upon him. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you'll do the bezikin medalid, you'll do the tamid b'sheish. If you didn't finish the chiluk lechem upon him, so do the chiluk lechem upon him between chatzais and sheish u'maksa. You don't have to do the chiluk lechem upon him the same time as the bezichin. If anything's missing in the chiluk lechem upon him, so finish it up. You have another half hour. You could do it from after the musaf till sheish u'maksa. That's like the Rishash Teretz or Rashi. But you see from both Rashi and Tesis that they would give out the lechem upon him on erev Pesach shechal yesh b'shabbos. So the Meshech Chachma, very interesting Meshech Chachma in Parashas Emor, in the Parashah of Lechem Apanim there, Perich of Dalet Pasuk Ches, he has a problem. You know, Lechem Apanim was matzah. Right? It was matzah. Now, you know, he matzah in Erev Pesach. So the Chayra, why did they give it out on Erev Pesach when he can't eat matzah? Why not give it out at night? He says, the Gemara Menachas of Kufim and Bey says, what happens when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos? What do they do with the Lechem Apanim? You can't eat it on Yom Kippur. So it says they did the chiluk at night. So how come on Erev Pesach, Yosef, you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, Shkalis B'Shabbos? So Erev Pesach, you can't eat matzah. So they should do the lechem upon him by night. So he says, first of all, maybe you could say, because Taisus and the Rosh, in the beginning of Rabbi Pesachim, say that it's only asa by matzah, really, latsis yidei chavasa, b'leil Pesach. Now, could you be yaitzah the mitzvah's matzah with the lechem upon him? The Gemara early in the second paragraph, I'm vav amazim avur, that matzah that's mishuma b'shul karbanos is not called a shimu l'shem matzah. Like lach meteida, it's not a shimu l'shem matzah. So you won't be yetz in the mitzvah of lechem, you won't be yetz in the mitzvah of matzah with the lechem panim. So now you'll not eat Erev Pesach. So that's a shayla. We spoke about it earlier. The Marsham, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, has a suffix. Are you allowed to eat non-shmur matzah, matzah that wasn't mishtam l'shem matzah, p'sekir shal nachem, are you allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach? Could be, since Taisha says you can eat matzah ashira, anything which you can't be yetzah matzah, you can eat Erev Pesach, so maybe this also. But maybe it's dafka like matzah ashira, where it's different, it looks different, it tastes different. L'maisa, so that's not a matzah you could be yetzah with. Mashenkin, if it's just shaloi l'shmo, it looks exactly like a matzah, tastes exactly like a matzah, it could be, would be nichol nis of Erev Pesach. As I, the Marsham, at the beginning of Erev Pesachim is mesupik. So Zakh the Meshech Chachma, if you're going to say it's also to eat even matzah, that's not Mishtameh Sashem Matzah, so they wouldn't be allowed to eat the lechem upon him. So why were they Mechalik in Erev Pesach? So he says, it must be because of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Like we said earlier, the Mordech of Samaches Amidei says that the Akhtaris Emre, they did, even though it was on Shabbos, even though they could do it afterwards, because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So could be who had been eating lechem upon him on Shabbos has an inyan of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, even on Yom Kippur you can't do it. But this isad derabanan, this isad derabanan is a chumra derabanan, not the matzer of Pesach, could be as chaviva mitzvah b'shaita was nitchem, and that's why they will add eat lechem upon a mer of Pesach. Does like the Meshech Chachma.